I cannot stop staring at that girl's face.
Face. Huh. That's your weirdest nickname for boobs yet.
No, Ted, I'm really looking at her face.
Oh, that's actually really sweet.
Puffy cheeks, smudged mascara, slightly red nose. That girl was just crying. She's so sad and defenseless. Anyone have a condom?
Oh! No, 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 that's it. You know what? 5-minute timeout. Oh. Corner booth, now.
Hey, get this. You know my friend Max from law school? He's at Gregor's Steakhouse downtown, and Woody Allen is sitting 2 tables over. He wants us to come check it out.
Ugh. I don't know. It could be cool. I've never seen Woody Allen.
What? Robin, how can you be a New Yorker and never have seen Woody Allen?
I have seen plenty of other famous people. Last week, I saw Maury Povich.
Kids, you know talk show host Maury Povich. It was uncanny how often we saw this guy.
Dude, everyone sees Maury Povich.
Maury Povich is everywhere. I'm sorry, Robin, but you're not a real New Yorker until you've seen Woody Allen.
I am, too, a real New Yorker.
That's adorable. You're from Canada.
I have been here for almost 6 years. It's not like I just got off a boat.
A boat. Oh, wait, that is how you say it.
I'd say you're not a real New Yorker until you've stolen a cab from someone who needs it more than you do.
No, you're not a real New Yorker until you've cried on the subway and not given a damn what anyone thinks.
No, you're not a real New Yorker until you've killed a cockroach with your bare hand.
Those rules are all stupid, okay? I've never done any of those things.
By the end of this day, Robin would have done all of those things.
Okay, time's up. What are we talking about?
Woody Allen is eating at Gregor's, and Robin thinks that we should go see him.
Why would I do that? I'll see him at poker on Tuesday.
Oh, come on. If we jump in a cab, we'll be there in 15 minutes.
A real New Yorker would know the subway's faster. You just take the 1, transfer to the 2-3.
Well, the bus runs more often on weekends. Take the M7 to the M5.
The bus? Every time I take the bus, there is one crazy person no one wants to sit near. That's why I have never taken the bus.
Plus, I can run faster than a bus.
Dude, that's like 7 miles. You can't do that. You can't beat the bus.
I can beat a bus or a cab or a train.
Is anyone else suddenly craving green eggs and ham?
Machines are overrated, and someone needs to take them down a peg.
You're all wrong. I got a way to get there so fast, I could beat all of you. Even if I sat down and ordered a big, juicy steak first.
How?
Medium rare, but that's not important right now.
Look, I know the city better than any of you guys, okay?
Oh, trust me. Wow.
Yeah, I even know. I have
been looking so hard. Hold on, hold on. Let's just forget about it. Who cares? I mean, there's no way to find out who's right anyway.
They all scramble from the table.
First person there wins!
Doesn't matter how you get there!
Stay set, I'll be back!
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas. Emerging from McLaren's pub, they head their separate ways. Lily crosses the road to the subway, and Ted goes to stand at a bus stop. Barney saunters into a nearby bistro.
Hi, can I see a menu, please? No rush.
They're moving heads on a street map of New York.
Kids, I should tell you, Lily really needed a win that day. When Marshall and Lily decided to have a baby, they assumed it would happen right away.
It's gonna be positive. Erickson men are hella fertile. When Uncle Morris was 16, he got his girlfriend pregnant just by holding her hand too tight in the backseat of a car. Now I'm thinking my parents lied to me.
It's negative.
As the weeks went by, Marshall's confidence never wavered, and it started to mess with Billy's head.
Negative? Well, we know it's not me.
Everything's fine. These things take time.
Not with an Erickson. Something must be wrong with you. Also, my mom hates you.
You know what? Just to make sure, I'm gonna pee on this again.
What? No, you wouldn't. Somebody help me! Somebody help me!
Lily was so fed up with not getting anywhere. Maybe winning this race was just what she needed.
Lily leaps aboard a subway train and falls flat on her face, but gets to her feet with a triumphant smile until she realizes that the doors haven't closed behind her.
Idiot.
I'll show them. My body can outrun any motorized vehicle. I'm like John Henry when he beat the steam engine. All I need is a great folk song.
Marshall appears through a burning hole in a map, running through a Wild West town in a flickering movie, and he sprints past an old lady on a mobility scooter.
Suck it, Grandbot.
Marshall!
With singular purpose, he dodges past strolling pedestrians.
Oh, taxi!
A yellow cab pulls up.
Excuse me, I got a thing.
A man's stolen her ride.
Track maintenance. 20-minute delay?
How do you do that?
I grew up here. I speak conductor. Damn it!
As Lily runs off the train, the doors close and it pulls away.
Damn it!
Ted's on a bus.
Kids, I also needed a win that day. A couple nights earlier, your Uncle Marshall had offhandedly mentioned a website called
GradeMyTeacher.net. It's this awesome site where students can go say what they really think about their professors. Hey, you're probably on there.
I just had to see what my students had written about me. And it was...
compelling. Visionary.
Majestic.
Knowledgeable. Cool.
Until...
boring.
Now, kids, I knew I was a good professor. That's why I didn't let it bother me. I had nothing to prove. Absolutely nothing.
Here's a fun fact. See the Alberta building over there?
Oh, the brown one or the gray one?
That's the gray one. Did you know that any...
Barney casually finishes a meal in the bistro, then checks his watch. He gets up from a table and clutches his chest. A waiter watches his histrionics with puzzled confusion. Barney collapses on the floor.
Elizabeth!
Somebody call an ambulance.
A sly wink.
Excuse me, I've got a thing.
Hey!
Gregor's Steakhouse, downtown.
The woman Robin's stolen a cab from clings to the bonnet.
Downtown hospital, please. It's right by Gregor's Steakhouse. Take the FDR and maybe crank up some smooth jazz.
We're required by law to take you to the nearest hospital, which is St. Luke's Roosevelt, uptown.
Oh, no.
A split-screen collage of the five friends' predicaments.
It's Barney. Help me!
Barney's heading in the opposite direction.
Robin also needed a win that day. It had been a rough year for Robin. First, her boyfriend and former co-host Don left her for another job. Then Robin met her new co-host, Becky.
Hi, I'm Becky! I am so excited to be your co-anchor! Yay!
Hi, Becky. My, you're perky.
Don't worry. I am not here to step on your toesies. You're still the star. I made chocolate chip cookies for everybody! Yay!
And just like that, Becky started to eclipse Robin. I mean, literally, eclipse her.
Robin's hidden behind Becky's title image.
Oh my God!
The woman falls off the cab bonnet.
Keep it.
Robin gets out and runs off, just ahead of Marshall, who comes sprinting round a corner.
Hello.
Runchy, take me to Gregor's.
Taking you to Gregor's.
As Marshall ran with all his might and passed his friend Christine.
Hey, Christine.
He thought of all the times that he had beaten a machine. He triumphed over pitfalls.
Yes!
He vanquished the alarm.
Yes!
He brought the jukebox back to life with his Fonzarelli arm. Marshall
runs along a street.
Ow. 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 Last seat, thank God. I just had the worst cab ride of my life.
Well, you're in luck. See that Gothic church over there? Those Corinthian columns were designed by Giuseppe Pigato in 1896.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
Hey, Ranji, pull over.
Pulling over.
Hey, Toots, how about a ride?
Barney moves over on the back seat.
Hey, Robin, it's you.
Marshall mimes cracking a whip as he runs.
Move along!
See that over there? That's the old Arcadian Hotel. Fun fact, while today its neoclassical fenestration is considered to be...
So is this ride your way of apologizing for this morning?
I'm sorry, I never apologize. And why would I?
Are you kidding me?
Hey, Barney, can I talk to you?
Sure. Stand a little more this way. I'm scouting some talent. Pretend we're talking about something important.
Well, this is something important. I'm having a really rough time at work. You know, the whole Becky thing.
Hey, you know what? That's just getting distracted. Say carrots and peas. Carrots and peas. Carrots and peas. Carrots and peas. Carrots and peas! Guys, I can't stop staring at that girl's face.
Wait, you really had something to talk about?
Yes. I've spent the last 6 years in the city focusing on my career all for nothing. Some lady almost got me killed. Maury Povich stole my cab. I swear, the city is starting to reject me like a bad organ transplant. You know, everyone keeps saying that I'm not a real New Yorker. Well, maybe I should just stop trying.
Robin, I had no idea.
No, it's my fault for thinking that you might care. Ranjit, stop the car.
Stop in the car.
No, don't stop the car.
Not the stop in the car.
Seriously, stop the car.
Seriously, stop in the car.
Look, you... Wait, Robin, hold on. If you want to talk, I'm right here.
Carrots and peas.
Don't...
She's got out.
I'll crank up the smooth jazz.
Our hero's strength was fading fast just as the light turned.
Marshall's held up by a red wait light at a pedestrian crossing.
Green. He then thought back to all the times he'd lost to a machine.
Wrong Playboy channel.
The cable box is fearsome by the stapler's mighty sting.
Oh! Come on, Spice Channel.
The cable box is fight again. Getting too tired to sing.
Marshall fails to notice Barney as he stops to catch his breath beside Ranjit's car.
This is a hybrid steel tube.
Kids, that day I had a horrible realization. If you can't spot the crazy person on the bus, it's you.
Ted gets up to get off the bus.
Yeah!
The good news is I was halfway there and nothing could stop me.
All five arrive at the same street corner at exactly the same time.
This is crazy.
I can't believe it.
Okay, this is clearly a sign. Let's just call it a tie. Forget about the race. Head back to the bar.
As they all run off, a man comes out of a building with a small white dog on a lead.
Just like that, the race was back on.
Idiot.
Meanwhile, one subway car over.
A good-looking young man catches Robin's eye and she smiles. He draws her attention to a poster which shows Becky's beaming face in a halo of sunlight with a smaller image of Robin. She rips off the poster and beneath it is a picture of her with her ex-boyfriend co-host. Robin cried on the subway and didn't give a damn what anyone thought.
Oh, bite me!
Faster! Mush! I need this win!
And firing half my department freed up the money to double my own salary. And this chick from Boston was wicked hot in bed last night. And I'm getting more muscular, even though I've stopped working out. And I've got this amazing poker group.
Actually, Barney did not need a win.
And I smell incredible. Smell me. Just, here, seriously, smell me.
They all lean in.
He did smell incredible.
Stop! Too slow. Switch.
Barney swaps places with his rickshaw cyclist. Lily gets off the train she's waiting on and spots Robin crying.
Sweetie, are you okay?
No, I am done with this city. It wins. I just want to move somewhere new and start over.
You've had a rough year, but you're tough.
And I love you like crazy. If you left, I'd have to follow you. And Marshall would follow me, and Ted would follow Nan. The only upside is that we might get rid of Barney. Bring it in.
They hug.
What did he say? No clue.
Hey, is that Maury Povich?
Lily gets off just as the doors close.
Sorry, sweetie. I swear I'll be a great friend at the finish line, but the conductor just said you're going express to Broyle Hall, which means you're screwed, sweetie. So long, sucker.
The doors open.
Bring it in.
Damn it!
Hey, it's Lily. Help me.
And not a single passenger would listen to me. I mean, am I a bad teacher? Do I just put people to sleep?
Buddy. Hey, buddy. Need a hand?
Ah! The machines have won! The machines have won!
Dude, mellow.
I can't do it. I can't run that far. I can't outrace anything. I can't get my wife pregnant.
Wait, is that what this whole stupid running thing has been about?
My body has been letting me down. And I just wanted to prove that it could still do something, but it can't.
Dude, you've been trying for 2 months, not 2 years. That's nothing.
Well, you should talk. You know, you're the one who's freaking out because you have one mediocre review and like 50 great ones.
64th, but whatever.
And you're designing a freaking building. I mean, come on, dude.
Sounds like you guys need to clear everything, subtract the negativity, and add some perspective.
Marshall, get in.
Hello.
Marshall leaves a man in a calculator costume flailing on the pavement. A split screen collage of Robin, Ted, and Barney. Then the three of them converging on a street corner.
There it is.
We're Marshall and Lily.
Who cares?
In slow motion, they cross a street. Ted and Robin on foot, Barney still pedaling the rickshaw, which he abandons halfway across. As they run behind a parked car, Ted and Barney disappear from view, leaving Robin to sprint on ahead.
I won!
No!
How did that even happen?
Here's how it happened.
Okay, he's in. What? Go, got it.
Teddy's in the way.
Run him over.
Running him over.
No, Lily, what the hell is the matter with you?
Nothing. I just want to win this really badly. So badly that I just ditched my best friend when she needed me.
Oh, baby. You were also going to run over Ted.
Why did I get so crazy about this?
Maybe for the same reason that I kept saying that I could run 7 miles. I'm trying to be really confident and positive about all this, but baby, I'm really scared that we're not pregnant yet.
Oh, thank God. I keep thinking there's something wrong with me.
I keep thinking there's something wrong with me.
It's only been 2 months.
We are crazy.
We're totally crazy.
This is the last time it's ever going to be just the two of us. Shouldn't we be enjoying that?
We got to go back to Paris.
And take ballroom dancing.
And really learn how to ski, not just go up and get faced in the lodge.
And see Coney Island. I've still never been. See, we have a whole bucket list of things to do before we start having kids.
Oh, a cradle list.
I'm so glad we're trying, and I'm gonna be really excited for when it happens, but this isn't a race.
This isn't a race.
Ranjit, screw Gregors. Let's go to Coney Island.
Screwing Gregors, going to Coney Island.
As for how Robin beat me and Barney, to this day, your Uncle Barney won't admit it, but here's what I saw. I saw Barney notice Robin's face and maybe realize something. Barney says he tripped, but it sure felt like he tackled me on purpose. And when Robin won, I could have sworn I saw him smile.
No!
So I said, a cap, of course, because that makes complete sense. You're going from uptown to downtown.
I know what you did back there.
Check it. I just drove a pedicab 26 blocks, and I still smell incredible. Smell me. Go on, smell me.
He did smell incredible.
Wait a minute. So, where is Woody Allen?
He's right there.
Damn it, Max, that's Maury Povich.
I always get those two confused.
Technically, there was only one winner that day. But in that race, everyone found exactly what they needed. It's true, she wouldn't see Woody Allen for another couple months. But that's how Robin became, by just about any definition of the term.
Killed a cockroach with her bare hand.
A real New Yorker.